Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Stick to Sports coming up in about 10 minutes. Derek Mason, Braden Gall here on Morning Drive. And Rick Stansbury, Western Kentucky head basketball coach, as they will take on Louisville, of course, in the Music City Showdown coming up on November 29th. That's, I believe, next Friday. And tickets are on sale, of course, at Ticketmaster. That's at Bridgestone Arena. And frankly, Mace, it might be the game to decide who the best team in the state of Kentucky is. It's very possible.
Yeah, you're right.
Coach Stansbury joining us here from Western Kentucky. Again, tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com at Bridgestone Arena for Louisville versus Western Kentucky. Coach, thank you for joining us this morning on the show. How are you, sir?
Yeah, doing well. How you guys doing?
Doing very well. And first of all, just what does a game like this do? I know basketball, you're operating up there in a basketball-crazy state with a bunch of fans from all over the place, and you guys have great tradition there at Western Kentucky, but what does it do for your program to play a team like Louisville in a city like Nashville?
Well, I mean, first off, you're playing in a great venue in a great city. You know, Bridgestone, Nashville is a great atmosphere and city to play a game in. And anytime you have a chance to play against a, you know, in-state team, you know, traditionally two of the traditionally rich basketball programs, and no question, Louisville is one of the best teams in the country this year. You know, I think it's a plus for both programs.
Now, what do you, because obviously you've seen Kentucky play. I was able to watch them last night, and, you know, they look, it's a night and day between what they did against Michigan State and how they've played the last two or three games. What do you see as an advantage for your team? Because it doesn't seem like, you know, Kentucky is playing the way they played the first game of the season.
You talking our
Louisville. I'm sorry, Louisville. I'm sorry. Louisville? Yeah, I'm talking about Louisville. I don't know why I said Kentucky. I was looking at your name, but I said Kentucky. No,
I
Louisville.
Understand how you
yeah.
think. Hey, I don't have
a
big blue everywhere.
Exactly. I'm sorry about that, Coach. But, no, what gives you an added advantage? Because this Louisville team, they've went through their up and down, but they're still one of those marquee teams. What do you see as being an advantage for you?
Well, I don't know if there is anything you look at and say there's an advantage. I mean, Louisville is, you know, I think, the latest poll out of number two in the country. So, when you're playing someone like that, I don't know if there's a lot of advantages you have going into the game. You just got to hope maybe that, you know, you can find some ways to do some things extraordinarily well to give yourself an opportunity to have a chance to win the game. You know, we think we've got a pretty good team ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, naturally, you know, I think Louisville is a team that really, really shoots that basketball. And again, you got to hope when we play those kind of games that, you know, we can play awful well to give ourselves a chance to, you know, be at the end of the game.
Western Kentucky head basketball coach Rick Stansbury joining us here, 4-0 on the season, preseason pick number one, of course, in Conference USA to win that conference, and you're off to a great start, scoring a boatload of points. And I just, you know, you guys have, and I already mentioned, Coach, you guys have a great tradition there. All the great players, the NCAA tournament appearances. You know, we just had a star come through Murray State a little bit down the road from you guys. You're in a basketball crazy state. The Middle Tennessee area is surging right now with talent as far as basketball goes. Memphis and Tennessee are both doing good things. Just sort of this region of the country. You know, your state's always been basketball crazy, but are you seeing a change when you talk to recruits, when you talk to parents and coaches? Are you seeing a change at all in this area of the country, in particular maybe Middle Tennessee, as far as just an excitement level with the game of basketball and college hoops?
You know, I'm not so sure it's a change. I think there's a lot of places go through cycles a little bit. You know, it's been cycles probably when, you know, Tennessee and Vanderbilt weren't both great. And, same way maybe with Louisville being down. But I think the cycle now is you look at this area, you got Memphis surging back. Tennessee is really, really good. You know, I think you got three or four programs in this state, one state alone that's really, really good. You got a, you know, program there in Nashville and Belmont, who's a Coach Bird's had them consistently good. So when you throw that net around a 200 or 300 mile radius, there's quite a few good teams that you can throw that net around.
Now, Hollingsworth is your second leading scorer. He was one of your top scorers even last season. What have you seen from him this year? And I know it's early in the season, but what have you seen from him this year that maybe he has improved on from last year?
Well, again, there's no substitute for experience. So mm-hmm. more experienced player this year. And I think we have better players around him. I think probably the biggest adjustment's been for him this year that we're still having to play him at the point guard a lot of minutes. I mean, you know, that's a position that, you know, he can play. Is that where he's natural at? Probably not, because he's wired to score so well. But he's having to play at that extended minutes there at the point because, you know, the Kenny Cooper situation with that waiver. But, you know, he's a young man that, you know, scores a lot of different ways. You know, he shoots it, plays off that bounce, and, you know, has the ability to attack that rim. And, again, having some more experienced players around him, some, you know, guys I think can shoot a little bit better, probably helped his game too.
Rick Stansberry joining us here, head coach of Western Kentucky. Again, tickets on sale right now, Ticketmaster.com, Bridgestone Arena, Louisville versus Western, coming up Friday, November 29th.
Now, Coach, you just talked about, you know, Hollingsworth being a natural scorer, and typically you don't see that at the point guard position. He's more so of a distributor amongst the team, but he can score if you need him. How hard is that to take that mentality and of a scorer and make him more so a distributor, but still not, you know, not truly taking away his ability to score?
Well, it's a real fine line, and it's pretty difficult, to be honest with you. You know, you can't take away what a young man does best. Mm-hmm. At the same time, you've got to get him to do enough at the point guard that everything functions a little bit. So it's a real fine line. You know, like I say, he's naturally a scorer. I think it's been a adjustment point, trying to read defenders maybe off of ball screens and, you know, and seeing that role guys, seeing those help guys. Those are things just takes time. But he's done a very adequate job for us there. And, like I say, he plays hard, he defends, and, you know, we're playing the Rawls kid from Chattanooga, who we think has a tremendous upside as a guard, as a point guard. But, you know, we all know, you know, when you're a freshman, there's a learning curve with that. So between those two guys, though, we've got to kind of, you know, find ways to get what we need from both of them to make our team function.
Hey, Coach, you've been around the game a long time, and you've coached at different levels, obviously in the SEC for a long period of time and back in your home state now at Western Kentucky. And, you know, with the name, image, and likeness, you just mentioned the transfer waiver thing being a story, and it doesn't feel like coaches in any sport have any idea why a player will or will not get cleared to play or not play. And also the name, image, and likeness stuff that's obviously kind of coming down the barrel at college athletics. Can you try to speak to what that particular rule, the name, image, and likeness thing, potentially could do to the difference between a program like Mississippi State and a program like Western Kentucky?
Well, you know, I've said this many a time that, you know, as you well know, we had a great run there at Starkville, Mississippi State, and, you know, had a lot of years of success. But, you know, there's a lot of things here at Western Kentucky we have better there. You know, Bowling Green's a great city. We got a great facility, 18 skyboxes. We selling out every game. So from that standpoint, there's a lot of things we have better. You know, I think the thing that's changed, you know, just not Western Kentucky, around college basketball, is the abilities for kids just to kind of leave for whatever reason and come up with waivers to get immediately eligible. I mean, there's absolutely, you know, no rhyme or reason, it seems like, anymore for kids transferring, for kids being able to just go in that portal. just put the name in the portal and transfer. So you wake up one morning and you come to office, but even kids have an opportunity to talk to you. They've already put names in the portal, but that's the rules. That's where we're at. I think everybody's got to adjust. And, you know, it makes everybody's roster, you know, a little bit more inflexible then. But because of that, on the flip side, you know, come springtime, it's not like early signing in the past. You already signed the past. You need to kind of sign as many as you could because that pool of players got thin. But now that pool of players is a lot more in springtime from the standpoint of coaches who get fired, kids leave in of letter intents, which they can automatically do, kids who want to transfer to portal and get those immediate waivers. So those are opportunities now in the springtime, summertime that you have that you used to not have.
Coach Rick Stansbury, head coach at Western Kentucky. They'll play Louisville in the Music City Showdown coming up at Bridgestone Arena. Ticketmaster.com is where you can get your tickets. That's Friday, November 29th. Obviously, a win last night, over 100 points against Campbellsville. 4-0 now for you on the season. The voice is in mid-season form, Coach. We do appreciate it, buddy.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Absolutely. Thanks, Coach.
A lot of yelling and screaming.
Mid-season form, right? Listen, 109-66 last night against Campbellsville.
Good Lord.
So 4-0. And listen, they are the pick to win the Conference USA. And so he did a good job, I think, of explaining that it comes in cycles. And we're just in a really good spot right now in this area for college basketball. It's a fun place to be. So we'll see how it continues. I know you watched Kentucky last night, so you'll have some thoughts. I know you got Big Blue Nation on the brain.
Exactly.
So we'll get to that coming up top of the hour. But stick to sports when we come back right here on Morning Drive.
Hey, guys. It is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.